A story sent in by David from Topeka. An elderly carpenter was planning to retire and told his employer contractor of his plans to leave the building business and to live a more leisurely life with his wife, enjoying his extended family. The contractor was sorry to see one of his top and most loyal workers go and asked him if he would build just one more house as a personal favor. The carpenter agreed, but in time it was easy to see that his heart just wasn't in his work. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials. It was an unfortunate way to end his career, and when the carpenter finished his work and the builder came to inspect the house, the carpenter handed the front door key to the carpenter. He said, "This is your house, my friend, my gift to you." Oh, what a shock, what a shame. If he had only known that he was building his own house, he would have done it all so differently. Now he had to live in the home he had built none too well. You know, it's that way with us. We build our lives in a distracted way, reacting rather than acting, willing to put up less than the best. At important points, we do not give the job our best efforts. Then, with a shock, we look at the situation that we've created and we find we are now living in the house we've built. If we had realized, we would have done it differently. Think of yourself as the carpenter. Think of your life as a house. Each day you hammer a nail, you place a board, or erect a wall. Build wisely, my friends. It's the only life you'll ever build, even if you live in it for only one day more. That day deserves to be lived graciously and with dignity. Life is a do-it-yourself project. Your life tomorrow will be the result of your attitudes and the choices that you make today. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerholm.